This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Fuller's Vintage Ale. It's year is 1999. It's a Category 19A Old Ale. Now, I'm judging this in 2009, so it's 10 years old. Looking at the label, it does say that it's best before 2003, so let's see how an old ale is. Taking a look at it, looks good. It's got a tall beige head that's persistent. It's clear, and it's got a light copper color. So I'm happy with all that. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Let's take a smell. It's caramel, a little Venice, wine-like. I get an aged character, a little bit of paper. It's malty with esters and alcohol. Light hops. I think the esters are a little bit like orange marmalade. I like the caramel. I like the esters. I like the blending. There's definite age in here, which is interesting to get an old ale that has that age character to it. It's got good structure. I'm going to give it a 10 for aroma. Okay, let's taste it. It's caramely, sort of a bready malt, good English varieties, moderately strong. Getting that orange marmalade ester again, medium strength. Definitely an aged quality. It's the alcohol is there, but it's quite smooth. Keep thinking about wine, the wine-like structure to it, how the components have aged out and blend together. Bitterness is medium-low. Finish is on the dry side. I'm getting a little bit of earthy hops. I like it. I'll give it a 17 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Body is medium full. It's got a moderate carbonation. A little bit of warmth. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. That's all fine. So, overall, definitely well-aged. It's got a complex aged structure to it. The hops have really mellowed out. The alcohol's aged, it's very smooth. A definite English character with the bready malt and the earthy hops and the orange-like esters. Nice caramel. The age character is noticeable but not objectionable. I guess I got it more in the nose than anywhere else. Just the hint of paper. In the flavor, it really sort of played out nicely. It gave that aged quality. Really reminds me a lot of a old red wine in the way it's changed, how the bright flavors sort of become more muted and the flavors meld together. I mean, you get layers of flavors, but they're they're textured together nicely. Really, if you enjoy aged wines, there's a lot of similarity there. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall. Really, really pretty nice. So if you do cellar this, it can hold up quite a bit beyond its best by date. So that's a total score of 44. Nice old ale. So that's the Fuller's Vintage Ale, vintage 1999, judged when 10 years old. It's a Category 19A Old Ale.